I know we won't see a whole lot of returns, but Coach, you know, you had a couple guys, young guys, returning last year. Where do you see that position? It's such a huge thing as far as field position.
Yeah, we haven't put an awful lot of work into it, Dirk, because it's a hard situation. We haven't really figured out without a kicker right now on our campus to get that done. You know, it's not something that we've spent a lot of time with. We have had some people back there in some drill situation, and you know, and that'll be a, I don't want to say a revolving door, but we're, you know, that'll be a tryout in the fall to see who's going to return our kicks. You know, Brett Gervais will probably be our number one punt returner again.
I know the offseason, Coach, will include football camps. We've been talking to each of the coaches during our spring Huskies drive times about football camps. Yours coming up on July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Talk about some of the things that you guys try to do with the youth that come to your camp.
Well, the 22nd, that Wednesday, is our little Huskies camp for, you know, second to sixth graders. And then the Thursday, Friday, the 23rd and 24th, will be our junior high camp. And, you know, we have our whole staff, and we have our football team, who most of them are here for the, you know, second half of summer school. And we will work with them, you know, by positions. It's, you know, a technique camp. We want a young person to, you know, learn how to you know, to be a running back, to learn how to be a quarterback, and you know, and our quarterbacks will be right there with them, showing them how to throw the football. Our running backs will be right there on, you know, on how to, you know, make somebody miss a tackle, and how to, you know, stutter step, and you know, how to, you know, handle the ball. You know, our defensive people, our defensive backs will work with them and show them how to backpedal and how to, you know, turn and close on a post. All the little things that happen to them once they get involved in a, you know, in a team situation.
And you guys have had good turnout. It seems like that program's been growing over the last few years, and pretty awesome that you got, you know, so many instructors out there as well. It's a pretty good ratio of instructors to campers.
Yeah, we're fortunate that happens later in the summer, and you know, our team is on campus, you know, and so what we do is we ask our players to work with them, and they enjoy it. You know, it gives them a chance to coach. We tell them that they can't yell at the kids like they get yelled at, but you know, they enjoy getting the chance to work with the youngsters. And then you know, we hope that you know, our goal is that when the young person leaves, two things: one, he wants to come back next year, and you know, and two, he's a better football player.
Four of our first five games, Coach, are at home coming up. I'm just looking at the schedule. I'm loving it, and I know you like that colder weather towards the end of this season when we're at home, but I think the fans are going to be pretty excited about what they're about to see as far as a home schedule.
Well, we're hoping that this will be our all-time high, guys, on our VIPs, because it, you know, you can't get a better ticket. We've got two night games. You know, we've got all five of our games are at home by the middle of October, when the weather's still nice. You know, we're coming off a good season. You know, we think that it, you know, should be a very good product this fall, and you know, can't wait to get going.
First game is September 3rd against Wayne State. That is one of the night games you're talking about, and that Northern game is going to be really, really cool. 7 o'clock
under
on the
lights,
26th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we you know, we're hoping for a record crowd there, and you know, we made that decision a couple years ago pregame with Coach Ostrowski and I of hey, if you play at night, we'll play at night. And you know, that's one of those things where the home team doesn't really want to play at night, because you kind of like to make them get up early and come over here.
well, I get soft
to my old age.
Yeah.
I agreed to it.
It was a fun time last year down at the Spirit Dome. No doubt it'll be a fun game at Sherman Field. Coach, looking forward to spring game on Saturday, 1 o'clock. Admission is free. I know we're doing some stuff for autism awareness with our student athlete advisory committee, so encourage folks to come out and support that as well. But looking forward to having a big crowd. Again, that weather should be pretty nice on Saturday.
It should be, you know, and it's clear now, and, you know, people can see, and, you know, we're doing the clinic for the young people, for the student trainers, and, you know, like I said, they've got a halftime thing where I think you can, you know, I don't pass or kick for a chance for free lunch and all those type of things. So,
yeah,
you know, I'll be scouting kickers at that time.
Should be a festive environment, Coach. Looking forward to Saturday, and looking forward to the 2015 season.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Coach Curley here on Mix 93, the head coach of the Michigan Tech football team, coming off a national NCAA tournament berth last year, and looking forward to 2015. The spring game coming up, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Back with more Huskies Drive Time right after this.